Subscribe to the Scoreboard Podcast with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Monday. Don't blame me. I had nothing to do with it. I voted against it, actually. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Scoreboard with Hugh Burrell on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. My name is Hugh Burrell, naturally. A big, big birthday today. Mickey Mouse turns 91. 91 years old. Doesn't look a day older than 75. What's the secret? He'll never tell. Or if he did, it would sound something like this. Hey, another busy show on the way today. The Grey Cup combatants are decided. Another jam-packed Sunday in the NFL. The Patriots and Niners keep on a-rolling. The Bengals keep on a-sucking. The Bills are now 7-3. Yeah, that's a real thing that happened. If Washington and the Jets played a football game, would anybody win? Would anybody care? Kirk Cousins leads a Vikings comeback. Yes. Caps weekend workout. Stephen A. Not impressed. The Leafs lost weekend. Has the Bab clock counting down. No rings for you. And they have free agency in esports? Huh. All right, let's get to it. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers haven't won a Grey Cup since 1990. Well, they get a chance to do that next Sunday, thanks to a 20-13 win over Saskatchewan in the Western Final yesterday. The East will be repped by the Hamilton Tiger Cats after the Tabbies pounded the Eskimos 36-13. This year's Grey Cup is in Calgary. The halftime show features Keith Urban. Hang on, did he say love somebody like Hugh? Kind of sounded like it. I love you too, Keith. All right, let's get to that four-down stuff south of the border. The Sunday Nighter featuring a couple of underachieving teams so far this season, the 4-5 Bears in L.A., to take on the 5-4 Rams, the same Rams who went to the Super Bowl last season. Remember them? For the past couple of seasons, field goal kicking has been a real issue with the Bears. But hey, don't take my word for it.
And Pinheiro will miss this one to the left from 48. And this one is no good.
Eddie Pinheiro missing from 47 and 48 yards in the first quarter last night. Ouch. Rams leading 3-0 in the second.
A bunch of tight ends and Cooper Kupp to that side, leading the way for Gurley, who gets the handoff and hammers it in. Touchdown, Todd Gurley. Touchdown, L.A. Fly off the peristyle end of the Coliseum into the night sky. 9-0 Rams with 3:28 to go before the half.
Gurley with 97 yards rushing and a touchdown in this one. 10-0 at the half. Third quarter, the Bears strike back.
Cohen spreads out a little, goes into the pattern to the outside. That pass is caught. But a touchdown is the initial signal for Tariq Cohen.
Yeah, it was a touchdown. Only Trubisky's 9th TD pass of this season cuts the deficit to 10-7. But late in the fourth, the Rams put it away.
From the 5, it's first and goal. With Malcolm Brown behind him, they give to Brown straight ahead. He charges in for 6. Touchdown, L.A. 3:31 to go in regulation, and the Rams take it back to a 2-score lead.
Now, Chase Daniel would replace Trubisky for the Bears' final drive. Trubisky apparently has a hip injury. Rams win at 17-10. They move to 6-4. The Bears fall to 4-6. In Philadelphia, the Eagles were hosting the Patriots. It's the first time they've met since the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Tom Brady says that loss still stings. So I guess we could expect a heaping helping of that patented Brady-Belichick revenge, right? Eh. Philly actually jumped out to a 10-0 lead in the second.
Running another play from the 5 on third down. From the 5 to the 5, can they find the end zone? Yes, they do! Touchdown! Oh, hold on! goodness.
The receiver has possession of the ball. It's a
three Nick Folk field goals made it in 10-9 at the half. But in the second half, Brady came out guns a-blazing. And by that, I mean one of his receivers threw the team's only touchdown pass.
Edelman motions into the backfield and then motions out to the right. Brady pass. Throws it to him. It's a lateral. Edelman's looking to throw under pressure to the end zone. Whoa. For Dorsett.
A strike for a Patriots touchdown.
A razzle-dazzle, baby.
Yeah. Was a little razzle-dazzle there. Well, Edelman was a quarterback in college, so he's pretty good. Two-point conversion was good as well. 17-10 Patriots, the final. They moved to 9-1. Hey, Tom, how about that TD toss by Edelman?
He made a great throw. That was a great play. Yeah, we needed it.
All right, settle down. San Francisco 49ers were also trying to go 9-1 on the season. Jimmy G, over to you.
Garoppolo shotgun. Coleman leaks out right.
Dwelly.
Garoppolo throws wide open. Touchdown! San Francisco! First and goal to go three. Garoppolo in the gun. Juszczyk left. Coleman right. Gun run. No play action. Garoppolo throws. Caught by Kendrick Bourne. Touchdown! San Francisco! Garoppolo in the shotgun. Jeff
Zero.
Wilson Jr.'s in. He runs inside. He's got a 10-5 touchdown! San Francisco!
Four touchdown passes on 424 yards passing for Garoppolo. Niners beat the Cardinals 36-26, your final. In Baltimore, it was a battle of two of the most exciting quarterbacks in the game. Lamar Jackson of the Ravens, Deshaun Watson of the Texans. Give this one, though, to Jackson in a unanimous decision.
Second down and 11. Jackson will throw out of the shotgun. He's got Ingram wide open. Far side 20. 15, 10, 5, and he's in. Touchdown, Ravens!
Made it 21-0 Baltimore in the second quarter. Third quarter, Jackson rips off a little magic.
That fake off the stutter step. Lamar Jackson. Jackson still going. Oh, remarkable. Acceleration, pulling away from tacklers.
Remarkable. I like that. That was a 39-yard run, sets up a field goal, and then in the fourth quarter.
Lamar Jackson, pirouettes to the left, throws a strike to Ingram. Ducks under one tackler, the 10, to the 5, lunges at the 1, touchdown, Mark Ingram. T.O.B., thing of beauty. What a play.
I'm glad he explained what T.O.B. was, because I would have no idea what that means. Four touchdown passes for Jackson in the 41-7 Ravens victory. They move to 8-2. They are a scary football team. Not sure if Mark Ingram has an MVP vote or not, but I'm not arguing with him about his pick.
The MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me.
Yeah.
I'm right here in B-more outside the bank. If you got an issue with that, come see me.
Whoopie.
I'm about that.
Whoopie.
Big trust.
Whoopie.
Woo woo. Lamar Jackson in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Wish I had a hype man on this show. Thanks, guys, behind the glass. You know, you could hype me up just a little bit. Hey, let's go to Minnesota. You don't hear that a lot, but that's where we're going. This one did not start out well for the Vikings.
Third and goal at the one. Lindsay is in. Janovich, the fullback. Janovich hit. Nice big hit there by Kendrick. He continues to dig. He's not. They call a touchdown. They call a touchdown on a one-yard jump inside.
So that made it 17-0 Denver. A field goal would make it 20-0. But the second half was a much different story. The Vikings chip away. They now trail 23-20 with 6 minutes to go.
Cousins under center, play action. Bootlegs out to the left. Looking to the left. Firing. Caught. Rudolph. 10-5. Touchdown! And the Vikings have taken the lead!
Kirk Cousins leads the Vikings all the way back to the 27-23 Minnesota victory. First time in 5 years that a team has won after trailing by 20 or more at the half. Well, the Raiders were at home to the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, they really could have played a bunch of tackling dummies. Wouldn't have made any difference.
Here's your third down from the 3-yard line. Carr is going to throw it.
steps up, can't find anybody open. He's going to run with it. Stay on his feet. He's got open dive in zone. Touchdown, Raiders. What a move by Derek Carr. His second rushing touchdown ever. Oh, my. He went airborne.
Hey, who knew he was that fleet of foot? Raiders win at 17-10 and move to 6-4. The Bengals, you ask? Oh, they're 0-10, which is to say they're not a very good football team. The Bengals make the Miami Dolphins look like the New England Patriots. The Fish were at home to the Buffalo Bills yesterday. Buffalo's Josh Allen with a great game.
Now the snap. Allen pumps once. Now looks right. Fires a strike downfield. Caught by John Brown at the 15 into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo. John Brown. Touchdown, Bills from 40 yards out. A great throw by Josh Allen.
Here's the snap from the 9. Josh going to fake the handoff. Roll right. Fires into the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, John Brown. Touchdown, Buffalo from 9 yards out.
3 touchdown passes for Allen yesterday. Also ran one in himself. 37-20. Buffalo the final. The Bills are 7-3 on the season. Cowboys were in Motown yesterday. Dallas leads the Lions 27-21 in the fourth.
It's 3rd down and 7 at the Lions 17. Snap is back. They blitz. And he flips it out right. Elliott picks it off the ground. 20, 15, 10. Cuts left. Dances in. That's a touchdown. You can walk the dog on the pass that time. And Elliott comes up doing his impression of the Prescott hip swivel warm-up dance.
I tried that too, but I hurt myself. 35-27, Dallas, the final. Cowboys are 6-4, and they lead the NFC East. And we've saved the worst for last in our NFL roundup. The 2-7 Jets and 1-8 Washington.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I have no idea how to answer that question. Two of the worst teams in the league going at it. Hey, somebody had to win.
Sam Darnold with a 13-3 lead and the shotgun bell to his left. Takes the snap, drops back, looks left, throws left, hits Griffin at the 5. Front left corner of the end zone. Griffin's in for a touchdown. Ryan Griffin back-to-back big plays for the Jets.
34-17 New York, the final. Sorry about that. Colin Kaepernick held his much-anticipated workout over the weekend. It was supposed to be at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility, but he moved it at the very last second to a high school about 60 miles away, threw some passes to some hand-picked receivers, and by all accounts, he was pretty good. Didn't take any questions after the workout, but he did say this.
We all know why I came out here, showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth. Stop running from the people. We're out here. We're ready to play. We're ready to go anywhere. My agent, Jeff Nally, is ready to talk to any team. I'll interview with any team at any time. I've been ready. I'm staying ready. And I'll continue to be ready.
Wonder if he'd like to play for the Cincinnati Bengals, the 0-10 Bengals. Anyway, Kaepernick's former teammate in San Francisco, Ed Reed, who now plays for the Carolina Panthers, who lost 29-3 to the Falcons yesterday, said post-game the conditions imposed on the workout by the league made the whole thing bit of a sham.
We knew this was a PR stunt from them from the beginning. And when we got that waiver, we was like, oh, we see now. It's the employment rights. You want him to forfeit his employment rights. So they've never had Colin's best interest at heart. If that were the case, why are they making such a big deal about moving the workout? The point of the workout was accomplished. He showed all 32 NFL teams that he can throw the ball and that he's ready to go.
Well, not surprisingly, Stephen A. Smith has a bit of a different view.
This man wanted a chance. 25 teams show up at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility, state-of-the-art facility, NFL personnel, equipment, everything. And what does Colin Kaepernick do? Not Tuesday, when he found out about it. Not Wednesday, not Thursday, not Friday, Saturday. 3 hours before the workout. Because of some issue with a liability waiver. He don't want to play. He wants to be a martyr. It ain't working this time. All of us believe that Colin Kaepernick would have showed out. And if he had showed out, I'm here to tell you, I believe he would have had a job inside of 2 weeks. But it didn't happen. You don't want to work. You just want to make noise.
Time for Russick's Best Bet.
Week 11 ends in Mexico City at the Estadio Azteca tonight as the 6-4 Chiefs take on the 4-6 Chargers for an 8:15 Eastern kick. Kansas City open as 4.5-point favorites with a total of 53. KC has owned their division lately against the number. The Chiefs are 20-8 against the spread in their last 28 against the AFC West, while the Chargers are 0-3-1 against the spread in their last 4 against AFC West foes. The Chiefs are also 4-1 in the last 5 meetings overall. Need a reason to take the Chargers? Well, here you go. Los Angeles is 6-2-1 against the spread in their last 9 games following an against the spread loss.
You know, as weekends go, the Leafs have had better. It all started with a 4-2 loss to the Bruins on Friday night. It was a game in which, well, they weren't half bad, but then came Saturday in Pittsburgh and poor Kazimier Kaskisuo. He had no idea what hit him. The new backup goaltender was shelled 6-1 by a Penguins team that was missing Sidney Crosby and Nick Bjugstad. It seemed like the Leafs stopped playing about halfway through this one, something the coach post-game seemed to admit.
We didn't play hard enough for long enough. And in the end, as an athlete, you put on your sweater, you want to be proud of how hard you compete and how hard you play for one another. And we didn't look after that. We have to take a look at each other and get this fixed, obviously. And no one outside is going to fix it. We got to fix it.
Now, the dismal performance on Saturday night led NHL insider Brian Burke to say this after the game.
Two things make this unique for me. They have already taken the one off-season step you take when you're trying to save your coach, and they switched out both assistant coaches. It hasn't helped. And they've got the guy they want sitting in the wings. I have been preaching patience to this point, but in my mind, start the clock.
Babcock definitely on the hot seat here. Brian Burke joins Ashley Ziggy and Scotty Mack later this morning. Leafs have dropped 5 straight games and are a very ordinary 9-9-4, and right now they sit outside of a playoff spot. Things don't get any easier for the Leafs. Their next 5 games also on the road, beginning tomorrow night in Las Vegas. Now, last night, the Golden Knights warmed up for the Leafs by pounding the living tar out of the Calgary Flames.
Glass has it knocked away by Giordano, but now it's picked up. Theodore DeStone shoots and scores. All the Golden Knights are getting off the schneid. Plug it across the red line and move it up the middle. Carlson steps in, goes to the backhand and scores. The first bad goal that Cam Talbot's given up in this game is William Carlson's second of the day, and it's 6-0 Golden Knights.
Golden Knights score 4 in the third period, and they win at 6-0. The Flames have dropped 4 straight now. The only other game last night saw the Blackhawks run over the Sabres, courtesy the folk duo of Kane and Taves.
Penalty at 3:34 of the third. Here's Kane in front of the net. Should he score? Patrick Kane keeps the game with point streak alive. Kane snapped it past Carter Hutton. It's a power play goal and a Sabre line down the left wing. Cuts in front and could not complete the mission. Got it back in front. Kane shoots and scores. Jonathan Taves lights the lamp for the Hawks.
Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves each with a goal. Chicago hands the Sabres a 7th loss in their past 8 games. 4-1 Blackhawks the final. Raptors are back home after a 3-2 road trip to host the Charlotte Hornets tonight. Yesterday, the team announcing it would not offer championship rings to Jonas Valanciunas, DeLon Wright, and CJ Miles.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
It seems a little harsh, but I guess that's fair. Hornets and Raptors tonight, 7:30, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and Sportsnet. Last night in the association, the Celtics were in Sacramento trying to push their winning streak to 11, came right down to the last second.
Kemba Walker. Smart. Smart at the buzzer. The Kings beat the Boston Celtics. Oh, my goodness gracious.
The ball lay in the rim, but instead of falling in, it dropped off. 199 Kings the final. In Cleveland, the Cavs were hosting the Sixers, which means we ask the question.
Time now for your Ben Simmons three-point update. Hey, Hugh, did he hit a three-pointer last night?
No, he did not. Simmons, 0 for his career from behind the arc. That's 171 games and counting.
That was your Ben Simmons three-point update.
No threes, but Simmons did have a nice dunk.
And it's deflected and knocked away by Zizic, but here's Ben with it. Nobody stopped him, and the Cavaliers looking around. Ben Simmons with his slam, and the Sixers routing Cleveland 55-28.
114-95, Philly, the final. Speaking of dunks, who knew Danny Green was such a beast?
LeBron for three. Oh, Danny Green! Throw that baby down!
Wow, his teammates, Danny Green's teammates, are all surrounding him. Talking about, we didn't know you had that in you.
Nobody did. 11 for the former Raptor, 33 for LeBron. Lakers beat the Atlanta Hawks, 122-101. Vroom vroom stuff. Kyle Busch winning his second NASCAR title yesterday by winning the Ford EcoBoost 400 in Florida. Max Verstappen taking checkers at the Brazilian Grand Prix. Canadian Lance Stroll did not finish. Canada begins its Davis Cup competition in Spain today with a match against Italy. You can catch it live on Sportsnet 1 at 10 o'clock. Yesterday, Stefano Tsitsipas won the ATP Masters with a three-sets victory over Dominic Thiem. On the station today, leadoff with Ashley Ziggy and Scotty Mack is live from the Primetime Sport Conference. Former Blue Jays pitcher Pat Henkin joins them and former NHLer Andrew Ferentz as well. And on Good Show, Raptors reporter for The Athletic, Blake Murphy, and in-studio co-host of Hockey Central, Justin Bourne.
Time for The Extra Point.
It's like one of my favorite songs. All right, let's talk esports. Let's talk esports free agency. Yes, that apparently exists. Free agency in esports begins today, and Tanner DeMonte, who played the entire 2019 season with Clutch Gaming, revealed Dignitas had declined to pick up his option for next season, making him a free agent. DeMonte's departure comes just a few days after reports surfaced that Dignitas plans to sign Hyo Huni Sung Hoon to a two-year, $2.3 million contract extension. Huni and DeMonte had played League of Legends together for nearly a year and a half on Echo, Fox, and Clutch. So there you go. Hey, thanks for listening to The Scoreboard with Hugh Burl. If you missed any parts or you want to listen on your way into work, take us with you. Download us anywhere you find your favorite podcasts. Lead off with Ashley, Ziggy, Scotty Mack is next. Have a marvelous Monday.